We'd like to say thanks for joining us for the weekly Beechwood Christian Church podcast with Senior Minister Mark Black.
Good morning. The scripture this morning is taken from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Let's pray together. Father God, we pray, Lord, that as the word of God is spoken, that, Lord, it may land in our hearts, that Satan may not take it from our hearts and snatch that word away. How powerful is your word. Lord, as we look at our scripture today, may you teach us, may you strengthen us, and Father, may your name be proclaimed in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm just curious, how many of you have something like this? Yeah. By the way, make sure it's off, okay? I just looked at mine, and it's on silence, so it shouldn't make any noise, although I am constantly surprised. My wife has a smartphone that outsmarts her sometimes, and she'll have all the sound turned off. She'll say, look, and all of a sudden, it will make a sound, okay? You know, I resisted getting one of these for many years. I said, no, I'm not getting one of these. I'm not going to go through that and have to have surgery on my thumbs, okay? No, I'm not going to do that. But you know what? In the years that I've had this, I've Googled everything. Yes. I've taken pictures. Yeah, I did take some pictures. I've used Google Maps. I've made notes. I've gone to Bible courses. I've looked up certain things from the Bible on this. I have used this thing so much. I can even turn on and off my security alarm at my home through my phone. Yeah, it has a password, so if I lose my phone, you know, someone will have to get into it. But it's interesting what you can do with these things. You know, I use it for all kinds of stuff. But there's one thing that I don't like about it. There's one thing I don't like about it. You see, I was trying to get directions one time, and I had it down, and it was telling me, turn left, and I would turn left. It would say, turn right, and I would turn right. And I call the GPS on this Geraldine, okay? I talk to Geraldine. I say, thank you, Geraldine, for telling me to turn right, for telling me to turn left. I appreciate it. And one day, man, I'm just driving away, and I'm thinking, what happened to Geraldine? Hello? And I realized my phone went dead. And I'd been driving all of this time waiting for instructions. And I did not have a clue where I was. Interesting thing. You know, when a smartphone goes dead, it goes dead. I mean, it's absolutely useless. You can't find things with it. It won't give you the directions. You can't do some things. Well, doesn't it make you upset when smartphones become dumb phones? You know? Drives me crazy sometimes. A dead phone is useless. But did you know that according to God, so are dead sacrifices? You know that? Really is. In fact, number one, God doesn't want dead sacrifices. He really doesn't. He doesn't want dead sacrifices. He wants a living and holy sacrifice. That's what he wants. It's been said also the problem with living sacrifices is that they keep climbing off the altar when you put them on. Did you ever notice that? You know, we're kind of have this tendency to only want to give a portion of ourselves to God and keep a little bit. You know what that's like? You know, we give Him part, but nah, I don't want to give this up yet. So we keep it. We want to keep the other for ourselves rather than the 100% for God. In James 2, 17 through 20, he said that faith without works is dead or useless. You know that? Let's read it. It says, even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? How true that is. You know, our daughter Melody had a friend, and I'm not going to say her name, but I thought she was just one of those funny kids. You know, you meet every once in a while, and they just make you laugh when you're around them. And she was one of these gals. And the funny thing, she'd go in the store, and we would go in with her, and she'd grab her phone. And pretty soon I'd say, she's just talking away on her phone. Yes, okay, yeah. And I'd go to say something to her, just a minute. Okay, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. And I would say something. And then pretty soon I'd be in the store, and she's talking again. Hello, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, okay, sure. I found out it was a fake phone. It wasn't real. She was walking around with a fake phone acting like she was talking to people. I said, what? I thought, that's about the funniest thing I ever saw. You know, the interesting thing, that phone never worked. It was absolutely useless. She couldn't call on that toy if her life depended on it. She just wanted to fake people out. Well, sometimes, I think in the Christian life, that's the way some people are. They're faking people out. They're acting like they've got this live phone and it's dead. You see, James 1:22 says this. It talks about who delude themselves. Listen to the whole thing. He says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. Whoops, I missed that particular verse. You know, that's the Romans 12:1. But James talks about deluding ourselves. He talks about prove yourselves to be doers of the word, not merely hearers who delude themselves. Right? We've got to live it, people. We got to live it. And as we said, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do you notice that's worship? Stop and think about what is worship. It's much more than that. It's living it out. It's living. That's what worship is truly about. You see, God wants a living sacrifice, not a dead one. One that's lived out. In order to live it out, it's got to be holy. Now, holy is a hard word to define because it's one of those, I call them the preacher words. They're preachy. You know, those words, we take them for granted. Be holy, you know, or sanctification and justification. And all these other words that sometimes we use that are correct, but we just use them so often we don't think about what they mean. To be holy, this is how you would define it. Holiness means morally good by being set apart by God. You see, that's the difference. It's not the good old boy who's just, I do good things. It's relying on God to set you apart from the world. It's a moral standard that originates in God. It's God's standard. It's God's value system. Our moral system in the world is going to be constantly changing, people. Have you noticed that? Yep. For those who have been on this earth a little bit longer, we realize that we've accepted in our society a lot of things that we would not have accepted years ago. And how sad that is. Because the world standards are constantly changing. Constantly changing. There was a preacher recently on television that says, well, we just have to forget what Paul said. What? I don't think so. You see, we shouldn't let the world give us our value system. Let me tell you something, people. We don't need to take a poll to tell us what's right and wrong. We don't need that. That's not how we determine whether something is right or whether something is wrong. It comes from here. God's Word. I remember when we were kids, we'd say things like, well, everyone's doing it, Mom. Everyone has one, Mom, and I don't. I remember what my mom said. She said, well, you're not everyone. Okay, Mom. That didn't work. She said, if Jimmy jumped off of a cliff, would you jump off with him? Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, we learn to try to copy the world and to try to do the things of the world. And our value system shouldn't be that way. It is determined by God. Now, how does our value system come to us as Christians? Well, our value system as Christians, wow, we get changed by the renewing of our mind, not by popularity. Okay? In fact, Titus gave us some insight on that on Titus 3:5. He talked about the Holy Spirit. And this is what he said. He said, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, yep, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the Holy Spirit. Wow. God transforms us. This is something that God does out of his mercy. Wow. You know, in baptism, I am identified with Jesus Christ. He washes away my sins. He makes me righteous. He does the work. And then, he gives me God's Holy Spirit. And that renews us. He teaches us. He empowers us to live out our faith in a vibrant, real way. A true way. Wow. Well, Peter also gave us insight, and he said this in 1 Peter 1:23. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable. That is, through the living and enduring Word of God. Boy, I hope we've been doing a New Testament through in a year here. And I hope, people, I hope you're still reading. Are you? Amen? Amen? You need to be reading in the Word, because the Word will transform you along with God's Holy Spirit that empowers you. The Word never gets outdated. It's living. It transforms us. and it'll give us a value system that God endorses. That's being born again, being transformed. 1 Peter 1:23 says, we're born again by the living and abiding Word of God. You know, number one, God doesn't want dead sacrifices. He wants us living and holy. Amen, church? Amen. Number two, God can renew our mind through the washing, the Holy Spirit, and the living Word of God. And that brings me then to my third point. My third point is that then we can show the world the will of God. Have you ever thought about that? Jesus talked about being a light, didn't he? And he says, you need to be a light. Romans 12:2, in the scripture that was read, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. See, God changes me so that I can be a light. Some people think, well, we do a bunch of good things so that we get saved. No, no. He takes care of that. He took the sins and he washed them away. But now he's making me into a new creature. I am being born again. And the value system of God is now being placed in my heart and in my life by the things I do, the things I say, and that is to give Him glory, to show others the will of God. That's the purpose. It's been said that the best sermon ever preached is a life lived for Christ. How true that is. When we live properly, we demonstrate to the world what God is like and what His will is. You know, I'm always fascinated by the book of Revelation, and we've completed a study here, and I had done a series of sermons on the churches of Revelation, and this one here always fascinates me. It's the church of Laodicea. And he writes this, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God, says this. Gee, I wonder who's speaking. What's his name? Jesus. Jesus says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. And I wish that you were hot or cold. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Whoa. Do you know what's interesting about that? I will spit you. That's a nice little term, but it really means to throw up. I will throw you up. You know, God wants us to be living and active. He wants us to be changed, be born again by the Word, by the Holy Spirit, washed by Christ through baptism. And today, you must ask the question, what's your relationship with Christ? Where do you stand in all of this? Where are you in this journey? You know, are you a smartphone or one that's dead? I hope in the journey. That you have found are found to be alive in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. We hope that you will join us for worship at Beechwood Christian Church, located at 12950 Easton Street Northeast in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. Our Bible study begins at 9:30 a.m. Sundays, and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Please join us, and once again, thank you for listening. May God bless you and your family. May we look for the coming of the King. Come, Lord Jesus.